Due to the fact that the Bible, the Word of God, is inspired of God, because the Bible is a book that is alive and powerful and sharp, because the Bible is able to make you, friend of mine, wise unto salvation, because the Word of God, when hidden in the heart, can keep you from sin, we're today sharing with you once again the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, the wise man of old. And from some of his 3,000 Proverbs today, we share with you chapter 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man who devises evil. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be praised according to his insight, but one of perverse mind will be despised. Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man has regard for the life of his beast, but the compassion of the wicked is cruel. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues vain things lacks sense. The wicked desires the booty of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will escape from trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's heart will of a man's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. A fool's vexation is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. A slothful man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. That last verse, friend of mine, reminds me of a verse that Paul tells us. Romans 6, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'd like to just share with you a few verses as we find it paraphrased still in chapter 12 of Proverbs. To learn, you must want to be taught. To refuse reproof is stupid. The Lord blesses good men and condemns the wicked. Wickedness never brings real success. Only the godly have that. A worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown. The other kind corrodes his strength and tears down everything he does. A good man's mind is filled with honest thoughts. An evil man's mind is crammed with lies. May the Lord bless these thoughts for your benefit today. Amen.